T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Star 94.1.
Jen Hobby, you got into a like a fender bender on 75.
Yeah.
And I am so glad you just reminded me of this, because my friend, have you told this on the radio? Have you said anything about your fender bender?
We didn't talk about it. It wasn't that big of a deal. I mean, the accident wasn't bad. Like, it was just, it was one of those like stop and go traffic moments, you know, like 75 North as you're getting to 285, like right by SunTrust Park.
Ah, yes.
And it all bottlenecks right there. Everybody kind of jams in. And anyway, we were going maybe 20 miles an hour, but the lady behind me just wasn't paying attention.
Bonk. But didn't they have to, yeah, like, shut down? Because, you know, when people get into a stall in the center lane, you don't want to move because you got to take pictures for insurance or whatever, and it's also super dangerous to move.
Totally what happened to me. I was freaking out because I didn't know what to do. I wasn't hurt. It was not a big deal. But I didn't know if she had crunched up my bumper or not. But I'm in the middle lane, like you just said, like in the middle lane. And
right before 285, where everything's shut down.
I call my husband. I'm like, okay, I was just in an accident. What do I do? And he's like, call 911 and tell them that you're in the middle and ask them what you're supposed to do. Because I'm like, I don't know. Like, if I pull away, maybe she just gets away and then I don't have it for my insurance or whatever. Like, I just wasn't sure what to do. So I call 911, and the 911 operator is like, you should get out of traffic, ma'am, if you can. Get out of traffic.
And you're like, okay. Ma'am, have you ever been on 75?
Yeah. So, but at this point, the speed of everybody else picks up. So I'm now stopped with her in the very middle lane, and everybody else is now going 40 or 50 miles an hour. There's no entry point to get over. So I was freaking out in the middle of it and ended up having to completely stop traffic because...
Well, you didn't. The cops showed up.
Yeah, there was actually, luckily, a Cherokee County officer who pulled up and
told me... Can you imagine Jen out there? Will you guys stop? Everybody just stop!
I felt so glad because there's a Cherokee County officer who just happened upon us, and he told me, he's like, do not move. I'm like, I'm on the phone with 911 and they're telling me to move. And he's like, no, do not move. You're fine. Stay right where we are. I'm calling Cobb Police. And thank you, Cobb police officers, who came, because then they block off the other lanes towards the right so that I can get over into the emergency lane. But for a while, I had shut down 75 northbound because of this dumb little fender bender. I felt so bad about it, but it was like, I don't know what to do. That was the scariest part of the whole thing. Not the accident. It was just trying to get over across all those lanes of traffic that are now like PO'd and flying by even faster. So,
well, shout out to your fender bender, because my girlfriend was sitting in that traffic, which I didn't really put together until you told me the story the next day.
Yeah.
And I was like,
wait, so she
a
was stuck behind me?
Oh, yeah. Like a mile behind you, just like
sitting still.
And she's like, I don't know what's going on. But she calls me and she's like, yo, cheese, I got to ask you a question, because there's this super good looking guy next to me and I'm not sure what to do. She's been doing like I put on my sunglasses, I flip my hair, I rolled my window down. Like, how do I talk to him?
She's flirting with a guy in traffic.
Yes. So can you imagine, you're like sitting there, everybody's like, doo-doo-doo, like you're all stuck in the same situation, but you look over.
Because of me, sorry.
Yes, because of you. But she looks over and she sees this super good looking guy and she's like, what do I do? I'm like, how close are you to the car? Can you tap on his window? Tell him to roll his window down. And so she said that she like gave him this gesture, like kind of like this little look and then a little bit of a wave. He rolled his window down and they started talking. And
he did?
Yeah, she was kind of like, you know what's going on up there? Any idea? And he was like, I don't know. What are you talking about?
He's like, why are you talking to me, you creep?
But they ended up exchanging numbers sitting in traffic.
Shut up.
Yes. That's amazing.
Awesome. Okay, so don't tell her I'm sorry. Tell her I give her a high five.
Shout out to your fender bender.
If that turns into something awesome, she needs to invite Jen to the wedding.
Absolutely. Do you think that happens? Like, I wonder if there's anybody who, like, got married from being in traffic.
Obviously. I mean, obviously people meet in traffic. It happened to Kelly's friend.
Well, everybody's in traffic so much in Atlanta. It's such an everyday thing. I bet you'd even see like the same person over and over again.
I'll bet people even have signs in their car. You're cute. Call me. Not even kidding.
Like a little whiteboard that they can just like write on occasionally.
The way we write notes back and forth to each other on these little like dorm boards.
Amazing.
Yes.
Just keep one in your car.
Put it up on Facebook. Ask people to tag their traffic flirters.
Yeah, I'm doing this right now.
100%.
You can start tagging your friends.
Or call us if you're in traffic right now and you make a habit of it. 404-263-0941.
But do you think anybody actually has met?
1,000%. 100%.
Started a romance while in traffic.
100%.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
If you're just joining the Jeff and Jen Show this morning, we were talking about my fender bender on 75 and how I shut down the interstate last week. I am sorry if you were in it. Kelly Cheese told me she had a girlfriend of hers stuck in the traffic that I caused, which I didn't really put together until kind of just now when you were saying it's like a small world in Atlanta. But yes, my friend was sitting in that traffic and calls me and she's like, dude, I'm not really sure what to do, but I'm sitting next to this fine man in traffic on 75. I'm like, girl, tap on the window. Tell him to roll it down. So they started flirting, and we were wondering, like, does anybody ever met a significant other sitting in Atlanta traffic?
Is it Gamble? Is that your name?
Yeah, it's Gamble.
Gamble in Sandy Springs. Your mom and who else met in traffic?
It's my mother and father-in-law. One of them was in a turn lane, the other one was going straight, and they like made eyes at each other. And then the crazy thing is, like, you know, they like winked and like blew kisses at each other. And then like 2 days later, they were on an airplane. My mother-in-law is a flight attendant, and my father-in-law fixes airplanes. And they saw each other on this airplane again a couple days later. And he was like, hey, do you drive this car? And she was like, yeah, I do. How do you know that? You're a creep. And so he's like, You blew kisses at me the other day, and they ended up exchanging numbers, and they are still married today, like 30 years later.
Oh,
that's
my God.
Such destiny.
Amazing.
It is absolute destiny. It's crazy.
And further proves your small world story.
Yes.
Right? Not only were they flirting in traffic, but their paths crossed again.
Wow. Thank you, Gamble, for telling the story to us.
You're welcome. All right. Have a good one.
In a second, we're going to pick up Jessica, who at one point had a book of signs in her car that she would hold up to people in traffic.
Yes. Stop. That's amazing.
Catherine and Buckhead, though, you're first.
Oh, hi. Yeah, this is Catherine. So we were driving back from Miami, and we had something written on the back of the sign, the back of our car, that was a little bit vulgar. And these really cute guys drive up, and they start honking at us. And we were like, oh, wow, let's put our phone number up. So we did that, and my girlfriend, who was sitting in the shotgun, started texting them, and we ended up meeting that night. There were three of them and three of us, and we all went to Indian dinner in Jacksonville.
Were you, I'm guessing, on your way home from like a spring break or something?
Oh, yeah. So it was New Year's in Miami, and we were driving back. And they were also driving back from Miami to Jacksonville, but they were coming from a cruise.
That's amazing. That is such a small world.
That's not a small world. That's three bros who went on a cruise together and realized that there were no single women on that cruise interested in them. And they said, so they prayed to Jesus, right? They were like, Jesus, can you please send us an available single woman? And all of a sudden, this Honda Civic with paint on the back window pulls up. And they're like, those are our girls.
Angels like, in like, a Civic.
Like three wise men following the North Star. These women appeared bearing gifts. Boops. All right, Jessica and Woodstock, you had signs in your car.
Yes, so my best girlfriend and I, when we were in college, we had a whole book of signs, actually. And then we would just flip them. It was, are you available? What's your number? You're attractive. We also had things like turn your blinker on and, you know, those kind of things. But lots of them, we met lots of people.
Are you single and what's your number? That's genius. Because, you know, there's only so many hours in a day. It's tough to meet people.
You have to get short and sweet. Short.
Take advantage of that time you're sending
right.
traffic.
You're sending traffic anyway, right?
You're doing the most.
You log into that 1 hour commute. You got to make the most of that hour.
Here's what I think. I'd like to pose this law with whoever the next governor is. I think your license plate number should be your mobile phone number.
If you're single?
No. No matter what.
No matter. Oh, so people can call you and tell you, how's my driving?
Yeah, but
let me know.
But like, here's what I want to call you. Like, oh, hey, cool. You know how I just let you in and you didn't wave? Let me give you a call real quick, you monster human. You don't belong on the interstates. Who doesn't wave a thank you after I slow down so you could get in because you're a knucklehead who travels all the way up the line of traffic. Everybody trying to get on 400, you pig. Get out of the car.
I do the over thank you. I like wave and then I wave again and then I do the double, triple thank you.
And to the point where they think you're having a seizure. Like, oh, her hand must have fallen asleep.
What is up with that girl? Why does she keep waving at me?
Star 94.1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.